And the listeners I have wanted to say hello to you all, and I'm very thankful to have a little opportunity to talk to you people. I like to talk to people that I never have known before. And I like to introduce myself, that my name is Dennis. I live in nearby Low Mountain. As our superintendent here just imagined, about the Low Mountain, where the bad people used to be in the early days. So I think I'm one of the bad people's family. Well, I just want to thank you all for your gathering up so far from off reservation, from Krompong area, from Kayansito and Alamo and Rema. I do sure thank you for you all to be here, and I am here also. I like to be at the meeting myself. I have learned quite a few things in my early days, but I like to still keep learning some more about some different other things. As I know that we Navajo people are the largest Indian nation in the United States. We are over 100,000 Navajos. We have overgrown our reservation, and we are still increasing years after years. Some of these days we'll probably have to buy more land for our people to live on. The Navajo tribe has bought quite a few lands in different areas, but still we are increasing. So during the time of the Fort Summers time, I like to tell you a little about my country. In these early days, most of the Low Mountain people had never went to Fort Summers. As I know, my grandfather and my great-grandfather never did went up to Fort Summers, as they've been telling us the story, how they went about. During the time of my early days, I've had a very hardship way to live. Most of the heart problem was food. The food that we ate that was hard to get. It didn't rain much, but we kept on living the best way we know how. In these days, there were a lot of herbs that we used to eat. We used to eat different kinds of animals, as you call it, porcupine, are good to eat. You can roast them in ashes oven, and when it cooks, it is a very good meat. It tastes like a sheep meat. And porcupine does eat nothing but barks, tree barks. So tree barks are good to eat also. So this is the way I know myself, that I've been working among different peoples for so many years now. And I work among my people we'll say every week and every other month. Today I'm still working for my people, as I know that they need help from me. So that's why I came over to Capitol, Arizona. I just heard about Capitol, that it was a boarding school, and now I know where it is. Low Mountain is quite a ways from here. It's close to Rough Rock, Arizona. As we are talking about Low Mountain, there was quite a number of the Navajo people didn't been to Fort Summers. So they've been hiding out since some people came back from Fort Summers. Today, the Low Mountain has good buildings of their own that has been given to them by its people. And so this is the way we had been going along since our grandfather and grandmother been to Fort Summers. They have some very interesting story about the time of their fight with other tribes. The mostly fight that they had was with the Ute Indians, the yellow hair leader, was one of the great warriors among the Ute Indians. I think they were the only worst one that they ever did had in that year. So I think I have told you enough about my story, where I came from. I think there are some other want to talk here for introduction. of their place. So I thank you all for a quiet listening, and I thank you all, Chairman Mr. George Hamm. I thank you, Mr. Denson, that you have told us a little story about yourself. And now we got here with us a man that is in the CAC committee from Fort Fines, Arizona. And he is one of the CAC members. And in remembrance of the First World War during with Germany, he went to World War I in the early days in 1914 up to 1918. He will tell you some story about himself, how he went to Germany in 1914 in 1918. Mr. Peterson Hall. Mr. Peterson Hall. Hello to everyone in this community, Mr. Chairman, and the Secretary, and the visitors from all parts of the Navajo Reservation, and the committees, and the councilmen, and the visitors. I say hello to you all. I have a great pleasure to meet you here with you tonight, which I know that I have been in the CAC members for quite a number of months already, since they have started the committees of CAC members. And I'd like to tell you about my young day story. I am now about 78 years of age, and I still can ride horses and can walk around and drive cars. But I have a white hair now. During the time of my early days, I started to school. I started my schooling at 40 Points, Arizona. The boys and girls that I went to school with, there is just only two of us around 40 Points area that went to school in the earliest days, in the year of 1900. I was in school in 1908 at 40 Points, Arizona. I was in school in Fort Worth, Texas in 1914 during the World War with Germany. I was a very young boy in that time. I was born in 1878. When I was in school during the war with Germany, I was old enough to go. I was about prisoner 20. I was 19. When I was in Germany, I was 20. In these days, we never did train in the United States. All we have to do is arm up and start going, because it was one of the greatest fight that we ever had in the beginning of our first World War. I never did thought of going up there across the ocean. During the time, there was seven of us Navajo boys went to war to Germany. When we were across the ocean, we had to learn just for 2 months and was ready for action. I think in these days, people was very smart in gunfight. So I'm one of them in that year. We could hear the big gun